Big issue, of course, it's topical. The priority for us as a province is electricity rates and mitigating against the cost impact of Muskrat Falls. So that was the we spent a lot of time talking about the role that, as a deputy prime minister, that she could play in all of this. Is a project that was at $6 billion, gone to 12.7. Never meant to be a burden on the province that it is, and I think all my federal colleagues understand that. And that was certainly the priority number one for us. We also talked about infrastructure. And one of the things that we find is that all premiers in all provinces are looking for more flexibility on how we access infrastructure needs. And that could be anything from a road in rural Newfoundland and Labrador to water and sewer projects, as an example. And could be sewer in some of our larger cities as well. So it's infrastructure, but mainly around the infrastructure and the flexibility that's required for us to access that in a timely fashion. Third, we had a long discussion on health care. As an example, PharmaCare is a priority, as we know, for the federal government, and using examples that we have in our province, we spend about $150 million a year on pharmaceuticals. So, you know, what role the federal government should play in a national PharmaCare program. So these are some examples, and of course another one was that she was keenly interested in coming out of our council federation was some more examples and more information on what a fiscal stabilization program would mean to Newfoundland and Labrador. So these were, you know, four or five issues that we talked and spent a lot of time talking about with both ministers. We put in place very aggressively officials and of course some of, you know, my own ministers and myself as well, aggressively working on what is the number one priority for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. We're working towards the date of the end of January. The Prime Minister is there. The Deputy Prime Minister understands that. Minister Morneau understands that. And Minister O'Regan, who has been relentless in working and very persistent on this particular file for us as well. So we're all working towards the end of January. Understand the PUB report will be out at that time as well. So that's what we're working towards, finding an agreement so people in our province would have an understanding of what electricity rates mitigation would look like. 13.5 cents is still our target. That's what our rate mitigation plan is working towards. And so that's the target that we're still working towards. Sit here today and officials are working. We have a group at it again today. From the political environment, they're all involved now. Everyone in Ottawa right now, from the Prime Minister down to the Minister of Finance, to the Minister of Natural Resources, Seamus O'Regan, and this morning with the Deputy Prime Minister. So all the key people politically acutely understand the impact of electricity rates and people in our province and our officials. You know, they've been working on this with a work plan now for quite some time. So one of the things for me, effective January the 1st, I become chair of internal trade for, you know, all Canadian provinces. So I've accepted that role. In her role, in Minister Friedland's role as the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister responsible for Government Affairs, she's also responsible for trade. So I've had the opportunity to work with Minister Friedland, especially on the NAFTA file. So she's now interested, of course, because we'll be working, you know, quite a bit together on how we break down trade barriers and how we put in procurement mechanisms for people in various provinces. So there are a number of exemptions. They vary from province to province, but we all know that the free movement of goods and services would reduce costs for consumers, reduce costs for governments. So this is the objective that we work towards, is that we break down those barriers.